If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call, phone lines are always open here, although we do prefer emails, raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button for the emails. Or if you must, 844-RAY-SHOW. I know a lot of people have pressing questions that they don't want to wait to get an email answer on. Then give me a buzz, 844-729-7469. We focus a little bit on the bond market today and interest rates, not to mention the fact that some interesting studies have come in on the so-called Rothification. Have you heard about that? How the Trump administration has at least floated the idea of taking your 401ks from all pre-tax to either all Rothified or a 50-50 Roth post-tax deposit versus the pre-tax 401k deposit. And as I've mentioned on this program before, most people are better off not Rothifying their 401k. Especially those in the middle class. I can see how if your income is on the lower end or if you're super rich, where there might be some benefits, although it's suspect even in the rich on the rich side because of your heirs who may be in a lower bracket than you when they inherit your retirement money and so forth. But we'll talk about that. Less retirement income, they say here, for middle class under Rothification. That is totally correct. John Bogle from Vanguard, the founder of Vanguard, talks a little bit about whether you should be all in or all out of the market. I think you know my take on that. But I want to start with Janet Yellen, who in a recent interview talked about their Federal Open Market Committee policy meeting. And there's some telling signs in there, some of which I agree, some of which I'm not so sure about. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Revolution. Starting it up right now. Okay, so Janet Yellen sketched somewhat of a bright outlook for the U.S. economy. I guess that's good, especially for the inflation prospects in the coming months, saying that the impact of the recent hurricanes will likely slow economic growth slightly, but only temporarily, and should be followed by a rebound by year's end. That's still yet to be seen. This inflation comment is one of the things I'll come back to. In either event, speaking at an international banking seminar, Yellen acknowledged that the persistence of undesirably low inflation this year has been a surprise. Hadn't been a surprise to me, and it hasn't been a surprise to most of us who follow this stuff. Nonetheless, I think that the Fed is itching to raise interest rates, and Janet Yellen in particular, before Donald Trump replaces her, because I think she's afraid that she could go down as someone who promised to stabilize rates and stave off inflation and failed to do so if she doesn't raise interest rates. And my humble opinion is that the Federal Reserve, as they've gotten it wrong most of the times in the past, may be on the path to getting it wrong again. Again, that's just me. I am not an economist, and I'm not up for the job. Just saying. But she expected inflation to start picking up as the effects of temporary factors such as falling prices for consumer cell phone service begin to fade. Are you telling me that consumer cell phone service charges is what's been causing the deflationary trend, the fact that competition has caused those to go down? Come on. You expect me to believe that? Maybe they're just using that as an example. I guess so. But if that is true across the board, if consumer cell phone services are beginning to fade, what makes you think that they're going to go up dramatically and cause inflation? I don't know. I just saw one advertised on TV last night. $25 a month, starting as low as $15 a month. That's about a tenth of what I pay, by the way. So I don't know, maybe I should look into that. I'm sure the services aren't as good, but for kids, how many kids do you see with cell phones now? I mean, that I think my 13-year-old grandson just got one. Some of the other kids have gotten them sooner for a number of different reasons. Hey, I'm not their parent. And if I were a parent of a young child right now, I probably got them one too, because I want to be able to track where my kids are and what they're doing and all that stuff. And I want them to get a hold of me 24/7 if they need to. But I don't want to pay a whole bunch of money. So maybe, just maybe, that decline in cell phone services is just a sign of the times. I mean, technology obviously is driving prices lower and lower. I mean, it used to be just Costco would give you super cheap deals. But you had to get in your car, drive down to Costco, fight gajillions of people, and buy a 5-pound tub of mayo. But now you simply go online, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Walmart, you go to a lot of different websites and have that stuff delivered to your door. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. So to bet on inflation coming back in a big way, I'm just not so sure. Am I an economist? Nope. Am I predicting anything? Nope. I'm just saying, I don't know, December's going to roll around. Of course, the hurricanes are going to have some impact on the economy and probably will indeed slow the economy. These companies, businesses are lost and the employees unemployed. And quite frankly, all the rebuilding and all that stuff, yeah, that does drive, quote, economic growth later on, but all you're doing is replacing stuff that was already there. So I don't know how real that growth is either. So the question then is this. What are you going to do about it from a portfolio management standpoint? I could be dead wrong. I could be dead wrong. And we do have inflation, and the Fed starts gradually raising interest rates. What does that mean to the stock and bond market? I'll get to that in a minute, because we have to take her at her word. She's the Federal Reserve chairperson. She's obviously way more in the know than any of us. This is what she does. This is what she gets paid for. I'm just a regular old financial guy looking at it from a different perspective saying, I don't know. You've been predicting this for a long time. And for a long time, I believed you. Talked about it on the air. Got egg on my face. I'm not buying it anymore. I'll believe it when I see it. But I will be prepared, and I will prepare you. So because the other thing is this so-called shrinking of the balance sheets could mean higher rates. So what do higher interest rates mean for those in the bond market? What do higher interest rates mean for those in the stock market? And will the stock market, if we get some kind of tax relief here, continue? Well, what are we up, 16% year to date, 20-25% since Donald Trump got elected? I mean, man, it doesn't get any better than this, folks. It doesn't get any better. And everybody's waiting for the next shoe to drop, but it hasn't dropped yet. I don't know. So what in preparation do we have to do in order to mitigate the risk of rising rates, rising inflation, lower stock prices, and lower bond prices in the future, if that happens? And how do we keep from shooting ourselves in the foot by making a move anticipating what the Fed may or may not do and guessing wrong? Serious stuff. That's what we're going to talk about today on The Ray Lucia Show. Make sure you stick around. 844-RAY-SHOW. The number, emails, as I said, raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. This is the one talk show you must tune into every single day, because I will single-handedly help you make better money moves. Now, don't go away. And when she asked me which one I love the best, I tear over my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, 'cause I'm a wanderer.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, we've heard a lot about active management versus passive management and the fact that the indexers have really had the advantage over stock and bond investing utilizing active managers, mostly because indexing, there is no management. You buy the whole market, whether it's the S&P 500 or the Lehman Brothers Aggregate Bond Index or Barclays or whatever. When you buy an index, there's no fees associated. You can buy an ETF that tracks the index. And because of the low cost, saving the cost of money management goes theoretically into your pocket. And that has certainly been the case with actively managed stock funds recently. And as I've alluded to many times on this program, historically speaking, when you look at much longer time periods, it has not necessarily been the case, in particular, if you're looking at certain types of actively managed stock funds where the fees are more reasonable in the, say, lower quartile, and where the money managers take an active participation by putting their own money into the money that they're managing. And we have determined that those particular managers or mutual funds, stock mutual funds, where this thing called high active share, where they're not just closet indexing, you can achieve what we call in this business alpha. That is some marginally better performance for a similar amount of risk or a better risk-adjusted rate of return. First, we tackle the hidden danger in the bond market. If Janet Yellen is right, and again, I am not going there. I'm not sure that she isn't right, but I certainly wouldn't bet the farm that she is, because many people that have over the last few years have paid a dear price for it. Okay, so Garth Friesen wrote about this. The hidden danger, the bond market is riskier than you think. And of course, what they're talking about here is the fact that bond maturities, the maturity dates and the duration of bonds, bond funds, and bond indexes has gotten longer. What does that mean? Well, let me give you an example. The longer maturity new issuance, they say here, has lengthened the average duration of the investment-grade bond market. That's pretty much what we buy. We buy investment-grade bonds because we don't want to put too much money into the so-called junk market. So we buy stuff that there's a high likelihood that will get repaid. Remember what a bond is. A bond is a loan. And if that loan is made to a credible firm, a decently rated firm, a firm that is likely to repay that bond, you'll see an A rating, a double A rating, somewhere in that ballpark. A junk bond is a loan to a firm that may not be rated. Now, your return potential is higher, but your risk potential is significantly higher. Either event, the average duration of the Bloomberg U.S. Government Bond Index has expanded from 5.25 years in 2010 to 6.1 years today. The duration of the Bloomberg U.S. Corporate Bond Index has lengthened 25% over the same period, from 6 years to 7.5 years. Wow. Let me explain what that means. You go out and you buy a corporate bond fund or a corporate bond index ETF. The duration is 7.5 years. That's different than the yield. Your yield is probably in the ballpark of 3.5 or 4% on the corporate side. And that's if you're lucky. And that's in a really, really high quality. Let's say it's 4%. All right. And your duration is now 7.5 years. Let's make it 8 because it'll make our math simple. So the duration is 8%. So you put your money into this bond index thinking that you're fine. You're getting 4%. You can only get 1% in a CD, maybe 2 if you go out 5 years. The duration's 8 years. Interest rates go up 1%. You lose 8% of your principal. So therefore, it takes you 2 years to get your money back. Because you lose 8%, you get 4% the first year, you get 4% the second year. So going into the third year, maybe at that point, you're getting a higher yield, but you haven't made any money over the last 2 years. So even if in the third year you got a 6% yield, you still averaged, what, about 0.5 to 0.75% per year on your money? You did worse than the CD. There's the risk in the bond market. Now, one would argue that if you don't buy an index or a bond fund that's indexed, the ETF, I should say, or a bond fund that's indexed to some corporate bond index, you could buy the individual bond. So you buy an individual bond that pays 4%, and you have no risk to your principal if you hold that bond until it matures. In this case, it's going to mature 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 years later. Because when you look at the duration, they're looking at all of the bonds in the fund. Some are going to mature next year. Some are going to mature 12 years from now. So the duration takes a look at all of those. If you hold until maturity, let's say the maturity is 8 years later, to pick a number. Well, same thing. You'll have to hold that bond and suffer with, you could have earned 8%, or 5%, or 6%, or more than you're getting paid right now. So there's still a cost, it's just not as visible. And now along comes the actively managed bond managers. And interestingly, the active managers have got a little bit better track record than the stock active managers when it comes to comparisons regarding indexes. So we ought to consider actively managing our bond funds or looking for bond alternatives. On the stock side, how might higher interest rates affect stock prices? And should you be thinking now about active management there in a potentially rising interest rate environment? That's coming up next. Stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Emails, which I will get to in a little bit, raylucia.com. Something to ponder when we come back on The Ray Program. Oh,
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Biz Talk Radio.
I had to learn the harmonica part for that song once upon a time. That's a Petty song. Can't believe the guy's gone. What a tremendous talent. Ooh. Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board. I looked up during the break the 20-year annualized returns by asset classes, and I found it quite interesting. And I want to share it with you because the last 20 years, we've seen a lot. Last 30 years, actually, it goes back 30 years, but they did what are called 20-year rolling averages. So whether you started, you know, in 1997 and went out to the year 2006, or 1998 to 2007, and so forth. 20 years of rolling returns. And what's fascinating is the numbers are significantly lower or higher than I'll bet you thought, depending on the type of investment. And again, past performance is no indicator of future results, but it's always good to gain some perspective. So allow me, if I may, to digress a moment and go through these. The number one performing asset class with compounded returns over 20-year rolling periods from 1997 through 2016, real estate investment trusts, at 9.8%. Didn't even hit the 10% average we talk about. But REITs, we've been talking about REITs, as you know, for decades on this program. In fact, I remember getting in a fight with a major money management company back in the mid to early 1990s. It wasn't like a fist fight, but I was having a discussion with their analysts, and they were managing the money for my clients back then. So I was the intermediary. They were the people picking the stocks. And I was one of the larger producers, if you will. I was on this council. And he was going through his asset allocation, and he had 3% allocated to REITs. And I said, 3%? That doesn't even move the needle. And he started comparing it to the indexes and all that crap. And I said to him, well, isn't that what we're paying you guys to do, to not be the index? That gets me back to this active management stuff, which I'll talk about in a second. Needless to say, I discontinued using that company. But a lot of them did that. At 8.7%, coming in second, emerging market bonds. Ooh, emerging market bonds. Loans to those emerging markets overseas that scare the bejeebers out of people. Third, the Standard & Poor's 500 at 7.7%. What happened to that 10% return that everybody talks about, that the brokers have been talking about for the past 30 years? It doesn't always do it over 20 years, folks. Keep that in mind. A balanced portfolio, 60-40 mix stocks and bonds, 7.2%. Bolstered by the tremendous return on bonds. High yield bonds, 7%. Emerging market stocks, 5.7%. U.S. bonds, 5.3%. Muni bonds, 5%. International bonds, 4.6%. Let me just take those last three, the bond market. These were extraordinarily great years for the bond market, but still their average returns, not that fantastic. What are they going to be over the next 30 years? If you're buying into the Janet Yellen rising of interest rates, if over the next 30 years or 20 years, we see an interest rate increase like we saw the interest rate decrease, then bonds will do about probably half of what's being articulated there. You'll be lucky to get the coupon. Because remember when I talked about bonds, when interest rates rise, the principal value goes down, but you still get the interest payment? They're going to offset one another to the point where you probably, if you're lucky, you buy a 3% yielding bond, maybe over the next 20 years, you'll get 3%. Not that fantastic. Muni bonds, 5%? I don't think so. Not unless you get into the junk munis. The average investor during this time period, 2.3%. What? How can that be? It's because they manage their own money. And they jumped in and out of stocks and bonds at inopportune times. And then you get to commodities, finally, at minus 1.5%. Commodities have lost almost 2% per year for the past 30 years, or at least the past 20 years. Inflation's averaged just 2.1%. We're not even there yet from an inflation standpoint. So that brings me to now stocks. Okay, we've already discussed how bonds, active management is starting to look significantly better, and I would portend that it will be better going forward if interest rates start to rise, because bond managers can do something. In a declining interest rate environment, about all a bond manager could do is, you know, I don't know, lever up, perhaps. But in a rising interest rate environment, there's a lot more leeway for a bond manager to manage. Likewise, stocks. Now, I said it was Fidelity, but it was actually, oh, it is Fidelity. Fidelity did this study. Rising interest rates could spur tailwinds for active management. He's saying here, over the past few decades, actively managed U.S. large cap funds has tended to outperform in months when interest rates were rising and tended to underperform when rates were falling. But with the long-term trend of falling rates over the past 36 years, the period has featured fewer months with rising rates. Interesting, isn't it? In a rising rate environment on a monthly basis, according to this chart I'm looking at, you got about 27 basis points better returns. And when the 10-year Treasury was flat or falling, you got about minus 0.440 basis points on the decline. So the actively managed U.S. large cap funds have actually produced a better rate of return in a rising rate environment and a worse rate of return in a flat or declining rate environment, which may explain this whole movement toward robo-advisors, indexing, and so forth, because for the past 36 years, rates have been on the decline, not on the increase. Also, there's a better opportunity for active managers because smaller company and mid-cap companies tend to do better. Here's what they say about that. In the U.S. large cap market, there are companies that represent a broad range of market capitalizations. The largest 200 companies in the Russell 1000 Index, the mega caps, have a market capitalization in the hundreds of billions, while smaller cap or mid-cap companies are capitalized from the tens of billions down to 1 to 2 billion. Over the past few decades, mid-cap stocks have had higher dispersion of returns than mega caps. So in a rising interest rate environment, the mid-cap stocks, again, posting a 40 basis point advantage over larger mega cap stocks, which pointed just to a 0.3% increase in return in a rising interest rate environment. And the last thing they say here is this flight to dividend paying stocks could be a mistake in a rising interest rate environment. Getting defensive in a rising interest rate environment could cost you 26 basis points versus going non-defensive, you gain 54 basis points. Translation. Now's a pretty darn good time for you to talk to your advisor about what I wrote about years and years ago. If you're gonna index, do indexing with a portion of your portfolio and use active management for a portion of a portfolio, because quite frankly, I'd rather be 50% wrong than, or 50% right than 100% wrong. Almost said that the wrong way. Rather be 50% right than 100% wrong. Emails next.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, I got a couple emails in during the course of this show. You guys are getting with it. I appreciate that. Fred, in fact, I just got Fred's in, and it's certainly addressing something I just talked about. So hit it, fellas. Let's do this. So, Mr. Postman and Mr. Email Man. Yeah, but that's when we need a new song. Wait, oh yes, Mr. Email Man. Yeah, this doesn't have a good ring to it. My baby just wrote me an email. The Box Tops. Call the Box Tops, see if they can do, my baby just wrote me an email. Fred just wrote me an email. Here's what he asks. Ray, love the show. What's the difference between buying my own real estate versus putting money into a REIT, a real estate investment trust? In other words, do I need an allocation to REITs if I own a 32-unit apartment building in Phoenix? Well, Fred, if you own a 32-unit apartment building in Phoenix, you definitely own real estate, and you understand direct-owned real estate, collecting rents, fixing the place up, deferred maintenance, and all the problems and the upside that goes with it. My answer is yes, you should have both. And I'll explain why. First, real estate investment trusts, by comparison to other stocks. The stock market, as measured by the Standard & Poor's 500, you probably get about 25% of your overall rate of return from dividends, and about 75% of your return from growth. That's why we call it a growth and income play, unless you're going all small cap aggressive growth. That's why we call it aggressive growth. With real estate investment trusts, you get about 25% of your gains from growth and about 75% or so from income. And that varies a little bit, but in reality, it's more income and growth. When we talk about direct-owned real estate, it's even more pronounced. Because when you've got your 32-unit apartment building, if you've financed it properly and you've kept up on the maintenance, typically that produces what I call semi-annuitized income. It's not the same as an annuity, but you get a check every month. And that's a wonderful thing because in portfolio design, it really does help to get that check every single month because it enables you to be more patient with the other investments. So if we're designing an asset allocation model without regard to your personalized real estate, I've been a proponent of 20% invested in real estate, maybe more if you have direct owned real estate. But if you want to be more conservative, I was like basing on 3%. I find no benefit at all to a 3% allocation. Let's say 10 to 20%, perhaps. Talk to your financial advisor. I'm not it. But that's my opinion. I like both direct-owned, and I still like real estate investment trust because it has been, based on the last time I looked, the best-performing asset class over 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years. So why would you want to exclude it or only allocate 2 or 3%? Doesn't make sense. Ibbotson, I'll finish with this. Ibbotson has studied this. And what they have determined is a 20% allocation to equity, not mortgage, but equity real estate investment trusts, produces a better potential rate of return with just slightly higher risk or volatility. That's about all you need to know. The Ibbotson data suggests you should have a higher allocation than 3%. I'd say no more than 20 to 30%. And use that apartment building and other decent product like that, where you can use positive leverage to your advantage in producing semi-annuitized income. You're blessed, Fred. You're blessed to have that. You probably couldn't buy that apartment building today for the value that you could get for it in terms of the income that it's producing. Charles, I heard you say Social Security payments are only going up 2%. I took my Social Security last year at 64, but I just got a job. Can I stop the payments? Yes, you can stop the payments. You probably should stop the payments because remember, if you make like, you know, $2 and you make anything over like 16 grand, for every $2 you make, you got to give back a buck of your Social Security. So you can stop it at any time. Now, if you're within the first 12 months, last time I checked with Social Security, you could write them a check and get all that money, I mean, give it all back and get your 7% increase. And then the next year's 7% increase and eventually 8% increases while you're working. So check with your financial advisor on this, but you can always stop taking your Social Security before age 70 and a half, excuse me, before age 70, and then start it back up later and get the higher amounts. You don't lose anything. And even if you have to give back some of your Social Security, you do still get those credit for the increases. So that's Charles. Janice, my broker wants me to purchase an index annuity as an alternative to bonds. Do you think that's a good idea? Janice? I think it could be a wonderful idea. As you probably know, I'm okay with bonds. I'm okay with index annuities. Unlike what so many brokers and financial advisors feel, the index annuity is a fabulous product in a rising interest rate environment. And I would prefer it over bonds for a couple of different reasons. Number one, you won't lose a penny in most of them, because they have a floor. The floor is usually zero. So if bonds go down, index annuities will give you a 0% rate of return. Now, if interest rates are going up, that's usually because the economy is doing well. If the economy is doing well, then the stock market is probably doing well. If the stock market is doing well, the indexes are doing well. And the interest you get on an index annuity, that's tied to the stock market index returns. So if the bond market stinks, you win. And if the bond market is good, the stock market is usually better because interest rates are going down. And if that's the case, the Standard & Poor's 500 is probably going up and the index annuities will produce a decent rate of return. I'm out of time. Thank you for the emails. Go to RayLucia.com, click on the Ask Ray button. Now, make it a great day, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.